This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Sarah Kane at Squire One Real Estate. Welcome, Sarah. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, Scott. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much. So, we're here today to learn a little bit more about your business, but also yourself as well. So, do you care to kind of start this podcast off and tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Well, I'm actually recently married, and we live in the Chickamauga area, but I'm very familiar with North Georgia and Chattanooga. And I have been in real estate 12 years, so I understand the ups and downs that it may bring.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations on your new marriage.
Thank you.
Wish you much happiness in life. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your part of the business world.
Well, I handle the whole transaction. I'm an independent agent, so I do buying and selling. And I've done that, like I said, for almost 12 years, and I've really enjoyed it so far. You get to meet new people, and each transaction is different, and the obstacles that you help your client overcome. So I have enjoyed it.
And when you say you handle the entire transaction, can you kind of share a little bit more about that with us, what you mean by that?
So some people have a team. You meet with their lead agent, and then from there, you would meet with their transaction coordinator or whoever handles the paperwork and then whoever comes to closing. I do the whole deal. So you meet with me, you talk with me, I handle all the phone calls and all the appointments.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. How did you become to get in the real estate business?
Well, I was doing accounting for several years and I just kind of got burnt out on it. I don't like the 8-to-5 job. And I was actually headed to a job interview when I drove by the real estate school. And I drive down that way a lot, and I had never noticed it before. So after the job interview didn't go so well, I went into the real estate school and signed up that day.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. And the rest is history.
That's right.
The old saying goes. So, you say you've been in the real estate business for 12 years. So you've been in there long enough to know about myths and misconceptions that people have about working with a realtor. Can you share any of that with us?
Well, I think some people don't understand is we don't get paid until the deal closes. So when you work with a buyer, you may show them 40 houses over 3 months. Well, we're not getting paid during that time. We only get paid when the deal actually closes. So we work for free for quite a while until you find the perfect house or sell your house and everything goes through.
Okay. And working for the a buyer, that would be looking for someone who's buying. How do you help the seller? What kind of misconceptions would someone who's selling their house maybe have about what you do?
I think the most important thing would be first look. So you want to have good photos. So I always provide professional photos for my sellers, any listing that I have. And that really helps get your house out there. First look is very important. If they see it online and you don't have good pictures, then they're not going to come back and look at it again.
Yeah, really good point. That's a good point. And by saying professional, you use a professional photographer?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Is that you feel like that makes the picture stand out a little better?
It does, because if you just took pictures on your iPhone, they're not going to come out as well.
Okay.
So she,
those are good points.
Yeah. The photographer I use, she gets great exterior, interior pictures. She highlights little accents you may have in your house, just little things that she knows a buyer would be looking for.
Okay. I can see how that would make a difference. So, stepping outside the business world for a moment, newly married, newlywed, tell me, when you're not working in the business, which I know for a realtor is never, right?
That's right.
Realtor's kind of like a mother. Their work's never done, right?
Yeah.
But when you aren't working in your business for the moment, what do y'all do for fun?
I enjoy being outside. We have a dog. She's 3 years old, so we go on a lot of walks and hikes with her. I do a lot of gardening. I've started my own garden the past few years. Just the upkeep of that takes a lot of time. I like to travel. I like to go to new restaurants in town, so I feel like when someone comes to visit, I can always give them a recommendation.
Okay. All right. Well, some people really enjoy gardening, that's for sure. It takes someone with a real interest in that to enjoy that.
A green thumb to help them keep alive.
Right. Maybe getting even a little more personal now, can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say because of that challenge that you're better or stronger for it?
Well, I think in real estate, each deal has their own obligations or obstacles to overcome. So, from learning from each transaction that I've had, how to handle something differently or in a better way or communicate things better over the 12 years, I think it's progressed and that makes me a better realtor.
Okay. All right. Well, if there was one thing that you wish that our listeners could know about you and your business, if you could shout it from the rooftop, what would it be?
I'm here to help before the deal, during the deal, after the deal. Even if I closed a home with you 10 years ago and you have a question, feel free to reach out because I'm always here to answer any kind of question that you might have.
What kind of questions do you typically hear from people after the deal is closed and little times went by? What kind of things do they reach out to you for?
Well, they might have forgot that their insurance and taxes in is looped in their payment. So they might reach out and say, "Hey, where am I supposed to pay this? Or has this been paid for the year?" Other people might ask for recommendations for an appliance repair person or a roofing company, just something that may have failed after they moved in. And you have a lot of stress on that. And so I recommend local people that I know and who won't gouge you on the price.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
That's extremely helpful too, no doubt. So if one of our listeners wants to know how to contact Sarah Kane and talk to her about helping them find a house or helping them sell a house, how will they reach out to you and the different ways that you have?
I have all the social media and it is Sell with Sarah Kane. And then my direct phone number is 423-595-4727. And like you said, I'm working all the time.
And you say you have all the social medias. Can you expand on that just a little bit closer?
I think here recently, social media is very important. A lot of people find their realtor on those sites. So I am on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And Sarah, I'm going to ask you because there are multiple ways to spell Kane, I want to ask you to spell that out, your handles on the social media.
Sell with Sarah Kane. So SellWithSarahKane. Kane is Kain.
There you go. All right. I know Sarah and Kane both can be spelled multiple ways, so it's good to spell that out so they make sure they get the right Sarah Kane.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by with us today. It's been great talking to you and learning a little bit more about you and your company, what you do. And once again, congratulations to you on your wedding nuptials and hope that everything in life turns out just wonderful for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that so much. And to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Sarah and learning more about her organization, Square One Real Estate, and what she does with them, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all she has to offer and remember her when you need or want the service that she provides. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Let's go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-595-4727. 380-1984.